And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today, Brittany's wife, Sherelle, got the news she's been waiting months to hear. Griner is coming home.
It's just a happy day for me and my family. I'm going to smile right now.
The WNBA has been released from a prison in Russia. In exchange, the U.S. is releasing a notorious Russian arms dealer. Griner is free, but another American remains held. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Paul Whelan has detained 4 years on spying charges. The Biden administration had hoped to bring him home with Griner.
Case differently than Brittany's.
The president says he'll be. Sherelle Griner says she's committed to the release.
Today my family is whole, but as you all are, there's so many other families who are not whole.
Whalen's for Griner's release and does not fault the U.S. for making the deal to free her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House is set to approve a bill protecting same-sex marriages. Virginia Republican Bob Good is voting.
God's perfect design is indeed marriage between one man. That's what the Bible says.
Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan is, he wants rights.
I should be able to visit my husband in the house if need be, just like you can visit your spouse. I earn benefits for retirement and Social Security, property rights, our benefits through our taxes, and so much more.
A new NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds 40% of adults say they approve the way President Biden prove. That's similar to October. Stocks are running higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News.
Paid for by Christy.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save a family $500 a month, and but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have more than $3 billion of each other's bills. Love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. Yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed in the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. American Red Cross employees are preparing to go on strike during the Upper Midwest's largest blood drive on the 23rd if there's not a new contract agreement by a week from today. Union employees have been trying to reach a new deal for almost a year and a half. The Red Cross has canceled or rescheduled 21 meetings in that time and is telling negotiators there isn't money for pay raises. The idea of passenger train service in Madison is back on track. City leaders are getting public input on 5 proposed train stops in Wisconsin's capital. It's not a foregone conclusion. Washington still hasn't released the money, and the city and state would have to agree on specifics. In sports, the Bucks beat Sacramento last night. College volleyball's Sweet 16 play today. Wisconsin hosts Penn State, and Marquette takes on top-seeded Texas. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I want to, I really want to go here, and I've been hearing, and we've been having conversations, especially with my co-host on Mondays and Fridays, Sandy Williams, about the Democratic Party and about the fact that rural America is disenchanted with the Democratic Party, and they are choosing and union people, and they're choosing to vote Republican because they feel as if the Democratic Party has abandoned them. And I want to have a frank conversation with you, and whether you're a Republican or not, but especially if you're a Republican and live in a rural area, here's what I don't understand, right? So the people who don't want to see prescription drug prices lowered for the American people are Republicans. They're not Democrats. The Democrats are fighting to get the prescription drugs, the cost of them lowered. Health care for everybody. That's not the Republicans. The Republicans aren't fighting for that. The Democrats are. I'm trying to understand where rural Americans are starting to vote red because they say the Democrats aren't doing anything for them. When the Democrats are the ones behind again trying to drop the prescription drug prices, health care, minimum wage, who's fighting for that? That's the Democratic Party. It is not the Republicans. The Republicans are anti-minimum wage. What is it with child care? Who's fighting to get child care for included for people who are working and trying to do all the things that Republicans say people aren't doing? Well, we can't afford the handouts. Who's fighting for that? Not Republicans. Climate change. Those of you who live in rural areas and who know something's not right, and the major corporations that have moved into your communities and caused all the harm to the farmland, Republicans are supporting that, not Democrats. Public schools. Who's trying to make that better? Not Republicans. Republicans are trying to do away with public schools. So I don't know. I don't understand how it can possibly be that people who call themselves and who live in rural areas and say that the Democrats have not done anything for us, and so we're moving over to the